其中有一个问题啊，就是，有的人哈、自称自己是很贫穷，而在利用别人，那这个要怎么办？
And so the first question is that there are those who keep themselves or tr make themselves poor so that they can take advantage of others.
因为我们在《阿摩斯书》里面有提到要看清穷人，不要看不起穷人。我们在《阿摩斯书》里面有提到不要看不起穷人。
Hello, can you hear me?
OK，我们在《阿摩斯书》里面有提到不要藐视穷人。
In the book of Amos, we learn that to not look down upon those who are poor.
那怜悯贫穷就是借给神啊，神要偿还。
And that if we are to give to the poor, then we are repaying that God and God will repay us.
那这里问的问题是非常少的例子
And so the question here, is actually not very common.
那一般比方说我们在疫情当中，有一些弟兄姐妹失去工作确实需要帮助。
For example, there might be brothers and sisters who lose their jobs, and as a result, they need some help.
那有的教会就是透过职务会来做。
And so there are some churches who help with this through the church council.
那在一般地方教会里面，有的有 charity fund 就是专门来帮助别人的基金。
And so for the most part, they would use a charity fund, which is just for the use of to help those in need.
所以如果我们知道谁生活有困难，我们可以告诉植物会。
And so, if we learn of anyone who is having financial difficulties or needs in their life, we can let the church council know.
然后我们本身就奉献到植物会这个慈善基金。
Then we ourselves can donate or offer directly to this charity fund.
那植物会一般由长子、传道还有负责人的组成。
So, usually a church council consists of all the church council members as well as the pastor and the local ministers.
那他们对个案的需要了解比较清楚。
And they usually have a very good understanding about the needs of the and situation of the people.
而且他们对圣经的原则也比较清楚。
And they have a clear understanding about the principle in the Bible.
所以如果我们能够透过植物会那就可以避免有一些人自称是贫穷，在利用人。
So if we are able to help those in need through the church council, then it would help to not help set that we won't be taken advantage by those who are poor.
而且圣经里面说，左手行善，不要让右手知道。
And the Bible also teaches us that if we do something good with our right hand, that we don't let the left hand know.
所以我们在行善，对方又不知道是谁这样的情况是最好的。
And so it's the best situation if a person receives help, but they don't know where this help comes from.
因为圣经说如果我们得到人的称赞，我们已经从人得到赏赐。
Because the Bible says that if we have received praise from man, then we have already received our reward.
哦，但是如果我们在暗中行善，天父就会查看，就会报答我们。
But if our good deeds are hidden, and unknown, then later on, our God in heaven will be the one to reward us.
哦，而且我们在教会里面哦，信徒最好避免有利害关系。
And especially in the church, it's important that where there is no power struggle or that dynamic in the church.
Personal interest.
Oh.
利害关系, personal interest.
Oh, okay. There's no personal interest.
因为有利害关系啊，将来就可能会有问题。
Because if there are personal interests, then later on there may be issues.
所以啊，我们最好避免人跟人之间有这个利益的关系在里面。
And so that is why it's better to not have this type of dealing in the church.
所以透过职务会来做是最好的。
So to be able to do charity work fund through the charity fund is the best.
比方说这一次在疫情当中，有的教会在做这个帮助信徒的工作。
For example, during this pandemic, there are churches who are doing work to help members.
那职务会先到网络去收集一些从政府来的一些资讯。
And so, the church first goes uses the government resources and first.
就是说在什么网站你可以去找到失业要得到救济。
Meaning they will help members to know how to go to which website so that they can get their unemployment fund.
因为这个政府的资源这个是要救济在社会里面一些需要的人。
Because these government funds are to help those in need.
所以我们一般都是先由这个政府来做然后做完还不够再由教会来做。
And so we first would instruct them to go to see what funds are available in the government. And then after that, if they're still in need, then the church may help.
这样就可以避免很多不必要的事情发生。
And so in this way, it can help help that there won't be any unnecessary things that will happen.
我们能够蒙行善，蒙神纪念，得神祝福，那我们所帮助的人也能够得到帮助而解决他们的困难。
So in this way, we're able to do good work for the Lord and be remembered by Him, and those that are in need will receive help.
我们来看一节圣经节哈。
So now let us look at a verse.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣的恩典，他本来富足，为我们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。主耶稣给我们做一个榜样。
So Jesus Christ has set the example for us.
他本来是富足的，因为他在天上。
He was rich because he was in heaven.
那叫我们成为贫穷，就是降世为人。
And for him, to become poor means that he came down to earth and became a man.
那我们因为他所传的福音所以我们就可以成为富足。
And through the gospel that he preaches, we can become rich.
那这个叫做均平我们看十四节。
And so this is what we call equality. Number 14.
均平就是要你们现在的富足补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足。
And so equality is that now at this time, your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also supply your lack.
我们现在富足，但这不等于我们永远会富足。
Though right now we may have abundance, but that doesn't mean we'll always have abundance.
啊，那缺乏的不等于他永远会缺乏。
And those who lack, does that mean that they will always lack?
啊，所以我们现在有余来帮助他们的不足，那将来啊，他们的丰富也可以补我们的不足。
And so if we are willing to help them to supply their lack, then later on when we are lacking, then they may also help us.
啊，所以啊，少种的少收，多种的多收。
And so he who sows more will reap more.
啊，就是第六节第九章。
And this is in chapter 6, verse 9.
啊，那啊，我们啊会从神得到更多。
And so that we will receive even more from the Lord.
啊啊，所以行善啊，这是一件美事。
And so to do good is a beautiful thing.
啊，但是如果用智慧来做啊，那就能够容神益人。
So, but if we were to do it with wisdom, then we can do it righteously under God's will.
啊，那下面一个问题啊。
So the next question.
不知道我们真教会还有很多人，他们都不能得救吗？
So does this, is it that there are many people in the true church that are not able to be saved?
首先啊，我们来看得救是怎么一回事。
First, let us understand what does it mean to be saved.
我们看提多书三章五节。
Let's look at Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus 3, verse 5.
他便救了我们，不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜根、圣灵的更新。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲神救我们，不是因为我们的义，不是我们的好行为去换来的。
And so our righteousness is not because we are not saved because of our own works of righteousness.
所以得救人没有办法可夸。
And so to be saved is not something we can boast about.
因为我们是不配的。
Because we are unworthy.
那为什么可以得救？是因为神怜悯我们。
Because we are saved because God has mercy on us.
那怜悯就是我们不配，但是神爱我们，所以他拣选我们。
And so it's because God loves us, and that is why we are chosen.
那接下去得救有两个步骤。
So after being saved, there are two steps.
第一个步骤就是重生的喜。
And so the first is that we have to receive the washing of regeneration or rebirth.
这个重生的喜就是与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And this washing of regeneration is to be to die with the Lord and be buried and then resurrected with the Lord.
这个完全是凭着信心来得的恩典。
This is all done by faith under God's grace.
进到水之前，我们是罪人，从水里面上来，我们被称义。
Before entering into the water during water baptism, we are a sinner, but once we come out of the water, we have been made righteous.
所以我们做什么？我们什么也没有做，只有进到水里，奉耶稣的名受洗。
So we have done nothing. All we have done is just gone into the water and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
那这差不多一两分钟就结束了。
And this process is only about 1 to 2 minutes.
但是下面一句话，圣灵的更新。
However, the next phrase, renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是我们一生的努力。
So this is what we must work towards our whole life.
所以我们过去一直强调得圣灵是进天国的凭据。
And so we've always emphasized that the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance.
这个是圣经写的。
And this is what's written in the Bible.
所以如果我们只强调得圣灵进天国的凭据，那得到圣灵人就觉得我已经得到凭据了，过来就这个灵性上的追求就不是很积极。
And so if these are the only two things we emphasize, then once a person receives the Holy Spirit, then they think they just are just saved, and they are not very proactive in their faith.
但是这里讲圣灵的更新。
However, it's not just receiving the Holy Spirit, but the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的更新，第一步就是要得圣灵，第二步就是一直祷告被圣灵充满。
So to the renewing of the Holy Spirit is first, you must receive the Holy Spirit, then you must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个更新就是旧的好像衣服把它脱掉，那新的衣服把它穿上来。
And this is like the old clothes that you remove and you put on the new clothes.
那个新的衣服就是主耶稣的样式。
And this new clothing is the likeness of Jesus Christ.
也就是启示录里面讲那件白衣。
And is the white robe that is described in Revelation.
我们看启示录的十九章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章第七节。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 7.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇自己也预备好了。第八节
，verse 8，
又蒙恩穿上光明洁白的细麻衣，这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。这里讲新妇装饰整齐。
Here it is like as a wife that is making ready for the marriage。
这个新妇就是教会。
And this wife is the church.
教会就是我们每一个人。
And this church is made up of every one of us.
所以如果我们有穿上光明洁白的细麻衣我们就可以去参加婚宴。
If we have this fine, fine and clean and bright linen, then we are able to join this wedding banquet.
那这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And this fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
这个就是我们现在在谈论了，对吧？在阿摩斯书在谈论的公义。
And this is the righteousness that we described have been talking about in the book of Amos.
那这也是圣灵更新的一个目标。
And this is a goal for us while when we are renewed by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们上一次有读到启示录二十一章有继续的人是丢到硫磺火湖的。
And we read previously in Revelation chapter 21 that there are those who are thrown into the lake of fire.
在二十一章的第六节。
In Revelation chapter 21, verse
6. 第八节。
Verse
8. 胆怯的、不信的、可憎杀人、淫乱、行邪术、拜偶像这些这个就是很严重的罪。
And so all of these sexual immoral, the sorcerer, adultery, these are all very serious sins.
那这个就约翰一书里面讲致死的罪。
And this is what these are the sins leading to death that is described in 1 John.
那如果我们没有犯这么严重的罪，约翰一书里面讲，我们悔改，神是信实的，他就要赦免我们的不义。
But if we have not committed a sin leading to death, then we can repent, and then God will forgive our sins.
那就等于这件白衣的污点，神就把它除掉了。
That means that any blemish on this fine linen, God will remove.
所以常常祷告，常常悔改，那被圣灵充满，这样我们的不义渐渐就一直离开我们。
So as we continue to pray and repent and renew ourselves in the Holy Spirit, then God will forgive us.
所以有人问主耶稣得救人少吗？我们看主耶稣怎么回答。
And so then a person asked Jesus Christ, are there only a few that will be saved?
啊，我们看路加福音十三章。
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 23.
有一个人问他说：“主啊，得救的人少吗？”那主耶稣怎么回答
？So, a person asked, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" How did Jesus Christ answer?
主耶稣没有回答多还是少。
Jesus Christ didn't say there are many or few.
所以二十四节说：“你们要努力进窄门。”
All he said is, "You must strive to enter through the narrow gate."
所以愿意进窄门走窄路，他就可以得救。
So those who are willing to strive to enter through the narrow gate, then they will be able to enter.
那不愿意进窄门，不愿意走窄路，他就不能得救。
If they're not willing to strive through the narrow gate or in the narrow path, then they will not be able to enter.
所以多还是少哦？是我们自己在决定的。
So whether it is many or few, that is what we are deciding.
如果我们愿意进窄门，我们就可以得救了。
Because if we are willing to enter into the narrow gate, then we will be saved.
所以我们回到马太福音的第第七章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 7.
第七章的十三节、十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人多，是四节。
14.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是窄的，找着的人也少。这里讲引到永生啊，人是少的。
Here it says that the way that leads to life, there are few who find it.
门是窄的，很难进去；路是小的，很难走。
The gate is narrow, it's hard to find, and the way is narrow, which is hard to walk.
那引到灭亡宽门大路，人很多。
But the way to destruction, the road is wide, and there are many people on it.
所以我们信主以后。要做主的门徒。
So after we believe, we have to be a disciple of God.
做主的门徒就是舍己，背十字架来跟从他。
And that means we need to deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him.
那跟主耶稣跟到底就跟回到天国。
If we're able to follow Jesus Christ to the end, then we will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以这样看起来不是真耶稣教会每一个人都保证得救。
So this looking at this doesn't mean that every true Jesus member is able to is a guarantee to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
乃是要接受重生的洗，第一个。
Because first we need to receive the washing of regeneration.
那第二个要不断的追求圣灵的更新。
Second is that we must continue to pursue the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那最后得救是由主耶稣来决定的。
And in the end, Jesus Christ is the one who will determine whether or not we are saved.
好，那还有几个问题。
So there are a couple more questions.
第一章的第一节，阿摩斯书。
In Amos chapter 1, verse 1.
这里讲一个大地震。
Here it mentions a great earthquake.
这个大地震在撒加利亚书十四章第五节有讲乌西亚年间有人去逃避大地震。
And it mentions that in Zechariah, that there was a earthquake.
所以应该这个。两个是相通的。
And so these two earthquakes should be the same.
那第二个。
And the second question.
以色列国被亚述打败啊，犹大国被被你说，阿摩斯以下所提的是指着哪些事？
So based on my knowledge, the kingdom of Israel was destroyed by Assyria, while the kingdom of Judah was destroyed by Babylon. But I'm curious which incident Amos was referring to below.
因为这个哈、哦，这个细节问题哈、哦，我们现在很方便，你只要把它 Google 下去啊、哦，这个圣经的背景知识全部都出来。
And so now it's very convenient. If you were to look this up on Google, you will find all of this biblical background.
那这个跟教义、跟属灵的教训没有什么特别关系。
And so because this is actually not related with any spiritual teaching or doctrine.
所以这些圣经背景啊，我们从圣经，甚至我们的我们这边就叫 Rhema， 应该也可以找得到。
And so all of this information, if we can look it online, also, if we can also find it on Rhema.
所以下面这几个问题啊，我是建议我们提问题的人哈、啊，花一点时间啊，在网络上可以找到答案。
And so the following three questions, then I would like to encourage the person asking to look up these questions online.
我们看第二的第四。
So let's look at question 2.4.
这个第四哈，阿摩斯书一章十三节是不是跟四世纪第四章一样？
So the question is Amos chapter 1 verse 13 referring to the incident in Judges chapter 10?
对的，一样啊。
So yes, it is the same.
那也记载在以西结书25章。
It's also recorded in Ezekiel chapter 25.
也记载在耶利米书49章。
Also in Jeremiah chapter 49.
然后第二的第五。
And so question 2.5.
这个第二的第五记载在列王记下三章二十七节。
And so this is related in 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 37.
所以这就是以上的回答哈，有一些圣经背景啊，网络可以找得到，很方便。
And so these are some of the answers for this information that you can find online.
好，那这是对问题的回答。
So this is my answer to these questions.
好，那我现在再回到原来的哈。
So now we are going to go back to our original PowerPoint slide.
我们昨天哈最后一节有三个问题是大略提过。
So yesterday we had three questions that we went over.
阿摩斯世代啊，得了很多的恩典，为什么还会犯罪得罪神？
So Amos, the people in the time of Amos received many blessings from God. So how come they still sinned against God?
我们从历史的事实来找一些答案。
So we can look at history recording to see find the answer.
诗篇106篇13节。
Psalm 106 verse 13.
这里我从11节开始读。
Starting from verse 11.
为眼目他们的敌人没有一个存留十二节
12.
那时他们才信他的话歌唱赞美神这个是过红海啊，大神迹发生
So here records the crossing on the Red Sea and a great miracle happened
那是靠着摩西的信心、
By the faith of Moses
那以色列百姓就跟着过来、
And so then the people of Israelites followed
所以他们看了他们才信他的话。
And so they saw, that's why they believed his words.
那就歌唱赞美神了。哇，神很伟大，哇，不得了，我们拜的神这么有能力。
So then they praise God and about of his almightiness and how powerful he is.
到十三节啊，等不多时，他们就忘记他的作为，不仰望他的指教。
But in verse 13, we see they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel.
啊，所以过去的那一些恩典啊，神迹，他就忘记了。
So all of the blessings or a miracle that they just saw, they have forgotten.
那从十四节开始啊，就讲他们犯的罪。
Then starting from verse 14, it talks about the sins they committed.
试探神。
They tested God.
啊，嫉妒摩西。
They envied Moses.
拜金牛犊。
They worshipped the golden calf.
藐视美地。
And they despised the pleasant land.
就是犯淫乱的罪。
And they committed sexual immorality.
那个开始就是忘记神的作为，不仰望他的指教。
And so this was that they, how they have forgotten God's work and they did not wait for his counsel.
所以如果一个人体验很多，常常纪念神的恩典，常常用感恩的心来生活，就不会犯罪。
So if a person experiences God's grace and blessing daily, and they always give thanks, then they will not sin.
因为神的爱在他心里，他不会犯罪。
Because they have the love of God in their hearts, so they will not sin.
那到了进迦南地以后，
After they have entered on the land of Canaan,
我看《生命记》第六章。
Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12.
从十一节开始。
Starting from verse 11.
有房屋，各样美物，非你所凿的成的水井，非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园。你所栽种，你吃的，而且饱足。十二节。
12.
那时你要谨慎，免得忘记将你从埃及地领为奴领出来的。这个地方讲生活丰盛了以后，不要忘记神。
Here, it says that when they have become very prosperous and fruitful in the land, that they should not forget God.
我看第八章十三节。
Let's look at chapter 8, verse 13.
第八章十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 13.
你的牛羊增多，金银增添，并你全有的全都增加。十四节。
14.
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神，将埃及为出来之家。所以人一旦生活水准提高，物质生活享受，我们讲的话里面神的分量就越来越少。
And so when a person's standards of living goes up and they are able to enjoy the pleasures of life, then they are not as easily able to hear the word of God or in the place God stands in their heart is lowered.
所以讲话就开始我做什么那我成就什么，我计划什么，我已经超过神了。
And so what they speak with a lot of eyes, that I will do this, I will have planned that.
那这个就是十四节心高气傲的开始。
And this is what is described how in verse 14, how their heart is lifted up.
那这个就有人就会开始离开神。
And in this way, the people will depart from God.
那第三个生活丰富，为什么神要降灾荒？
So the third question, the chosen live in abundance, why does the Lord send famine on the land?
如果我们以亚当伊甸在伊甸园里面做例子。
If we use Adam in the Garden of Eden as an example.
神给他们伊甸园所有的东西，这是物质上的满足。
God gave them everything in the Garden of Eden, and this was a physical blessing.
然后照婚姻，夏娃看起来是骨中的骨，肉中的肉，这是情感上的满足。
And so, in addition, God gave him Eve, who is the bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And so this was an emotional blessing or satisfaction.
那再来就是天天见到神的荣耀，听神讲话。
And then every day they were able to see the glory of God and speak to God.
那这个就是灵里面的满足。
And this is a spiritual satisfaction.
那现在以色列百姓离开了神。
But when the Israelite people depart from God,
去拜偶像。
They went to worship idols.
所以神就不在他们当中了。
So God was no longer in their midst.
所以物质可能很丰富。
So even though materially they may be blessed and have abundance,
有可能家庭生活也很满足。
They might be satisfied in their family lives.
但是他心里面有一个洞，那个只有神来能够填，才能够填满的。
But in their hearts, there's a hole that can only be filled by God.
这个洞就是阿摩斯书讲神降饥荒在地上。
And it is this hole that Amos is describing as a famine on the land.
所以现在人物质很满足，有可能家庭也很幸福，但是里面有一个洞填不满。
Because nowadays there may be people who are physically wealthy, they have good family life, but in their hearts there's a hole.
因为离开神，神没有住在里面，所以饥荒在里面。
Because they have departed from God, and so God is not abiding with them, and so they feel a famine in their hearts.
那我们现在休息五分钟，那进入阿摩斯最后一章。
So we will take a 5-minute break, and then we'll enter into the last chapter of the book of Amos.
我们一起默祷。